So good to see each and every one of you here at Grace Bible Church today. In our call to worship, I want to draw your attention to a very familiar passage in the book of Daniel. This past week, I was reminded as this lady in, I think it was Sudan, who had been arrested and tried and found guilty and was to be killed. She was to be executed some time ago, but the outcry from the United States and several trips made by pastors over there to ask them to release this particular woman. She had had a child in prison and had both of her children with her and an American husband. And the reason that she had been tried and found guilty was that she was a Christian. And the Muslim sect that was in charge of that arrested her and tried her and found her guilty of being a Christian. They gave her several opportunities to recant, and she told them, she said, "I cannot reject my Lord. I cannot go back and say that I don't love Christ and I'm not a follower of Christ. That's who I am. He saved me by His grace." Well, she yesterday was released finally from, they let her go out into the foyer area, and then she was rearrested and taken back earlier this week. And so finally they let her go, and I believe that she's on her way back to the United States. But I was reminded of the Daniel's three friends, three Hebrew friends, who were arrested because they refused to bow down to Nebuchadnezzar's idol and image. And whenever the servants of Nebuchadnezzar came to him and said, "Hey, you've got three Hebrews that are not bowing down, they're not worshiping your idol," he went over to them and he gave them another chance. I want to read that passage. "Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, 'Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, do not ye serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now if ye be ready that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the psaltery, and the dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the image which I have made. Well, but if ye worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands?'" Now, I want you to see the utter contempt that Nebuchadnezzar had for the God of the Bible, the God that had given him life, the God who had allowed him to come to the throne of Babylon. Utter complete. "Who is the God that's going to deliver thee?" But notice the answer. "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said unto the king, 'O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter.'" In other words, we're not being careless. "If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and He will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up." I want you to see the courage that these men had to stand up for what is right. And if there is something that is needed in our day, it's courage in the hearts of people that claim to be Christians. We must stand up for what is right. My heart was thrilled with this woman who, even having a little child in her hands, and she looked like she had been deprived of food, emaciated, and yet she refused to kowtow to those authorities that said, "We're going to kill you if you don't bow before us, if you don't recant your belief in the Lord Jesus Christ." And she showed great courage, and God chose to deliver her from that particular situation, her death sentence, and the whippings that she was supposed to receive, over 100 lashes prior to her execution. That's now. That's in our world. If there was ever a wake-up call that needed to come to us today and to our young people, is that there are people around the world that are faced with death if they do not recant and go back to following whatever religion they want you to follow instead of standing for the Lord Jesus Christ. This isn't Fox's Book of Martyrs that was written in the 1600s. This is today. Now, I'm emphasizing this because I want us to know, if it's not real here, it won't be real then. And you'll be one of the countless people that recant and say, I don't know what I was doing. I'm going to go back and do what you want me to do to save their life. And yet this lady, she refused. And God spared her life, allowing her to come back to the United States. My, We need those kind of people today. We need them at Grace Bible Church that will stand up and be counted for the Lord Jesus Christ and be as Daniel's friends. If not, be it known unto thee, O King, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. The pressure's coming, folks. The pressure's coming to kowtow and bow to the state instead of bowing before the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you possess Him, first of all? And are you willing to follow Him to death? You say, well, that's something that's way off. It just happened in Sudan. And it's happening in North Korea. It's happening in several Muslim countries around the world. People are being called upon to either recant or to die. How about you? Are you ready to stand with the Lord? I trust that that's the case.